This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder will lead a newly formed state committee reviewing Missouri's disaster recovery efforts and preparedness for future challenges. The committee was created by Republican House Speaker Stephen Tilley. It also includes lawmakers, a Joplin City Council member, an official from a health care company, and a Jasper County official. Kinder, a Republican, says the committee will check whether the resources poured into disaster recovery are getting the expected result. Last year, Missouri faced flooding along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers and tornadoes in Joplin, Sedalia, and St. Louis. House and Senate leaders also created committees last year to examine the state's disaster response. A fire at a Columbia preschool caused $50,000 worth of damage yesterday. Firefighters responded to the fire at the Head Start on Worley Street around 6 p.m. Assistant Fire Marshal Tim Bach determined the cause of the fire was a malfunction of the electrical disconnect to the air conditioner. No injuries were reported. Missouri utility regulators are warning people of a scam claiming that President Barack Obama is providing credits on utility bills through a new federal program. The Missouri Public Service Commission says the scam, which gained national attention last week, has also targeted some residents in Missouri. Under the scam, victims typically receive an automated phone call informing them of a non-existent federal utility program that will supposedly pay up to $1,000. The scammers claim they need people's Social Security and bank routing numbers in order to receive the money. The PSC says people are also given a phony bank routing number that will supposedly pay their utility bills. Missouri's elk population appears to be settling into their new home state, according to state conservation officials. Marshall Griffin has more.
Dr. Joseph Millspaugh updated the Missouri Conservation Commission Friday on the state's elk herd, which he says seems to be doing well.
Evidence of survival rates, reproductive rates that are average to high. We see diet quality, certainly within the range of what we would expect. The stress response, nothing there that is indicative of a problem.
34 elk were imported from Kentucky in May of last year. The herd lives within a small preserve in rural southeastern Missouri, and each animal has a radio collar so it can be tracked. The program has faced criticism from farm interests who've expressed concern about potential crop damage and auto accidents. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri agricultural officials are using social media to share information about this summer's lack of rain, extreme heat, and wildfires. The University of Missouri Extension is encouraging people in groups to post on a Facebook page devoted to the drought. It's the latest effort to use Facebook to respond to disasters. Facebook pages also were set up after last year's flooding and the tornadoes in Joplin and Branson. Extension officials have a guide for using social media to respond to disasters. It's been downloaded and printed over 10,000 times, used at FEMA trainings, and even distributed to county emergency management personnel in some other states. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.